Hey guys, it's Olivia, the host of For You From Eve. I'm so excited you decided to click onto this episode. This podcast was created to becoming a better version of our yesterday selves through the power of meditating, manifesting, and motivation. I upload episodes every single Monday, and I'm so excited to have you here. So let's go ahead and enjoy this week's episode. Happy Monday, everybody. I am so happy to be recording with you guys today. I originally was recording this episode in my bedroom and I recorded the first 15 minutes of it. And then I was like, you know what? I feel like my audio is being a little bit weird. I feel like I'm maybe shaking the microphone too much. So I re-listened to it and there was just so much bad audio moments that I was like, yeah, I'm not like editing all this out. So in my office, and I hope the echo is not as bad. I opened up the doors, but this office like still hasn't been painted, so I haven't put up the echo stopper things that my boyfriend got me for my wall yet, but I promise they'll be up soon. But I don't think the audio is that bad. I have the door open and all that stuff, so it should be fine in here. But I'm so excited to record today. It's Saturday morning, and I kind of just woke up and was like, I'm really in the mood to just talk to you guys. I posted a Q&A thing earlier in the week to just be like, ask me any advice you want to know, anything you need help with, and I will help you guys with it and talk to you guys about it. And the Q&A like poll things really only give you a certain amount of like room to type. So I got a lot of DMs and I want to go through those DMs today. I'm not going to be reading any names. I'm going to paraphrase each situation so I don't get too specific, just in case. I don't want to invade anyone's privacy. These are obviously shared with nobody, but I do want to help you guys, not even just the people who sent the DMs, but a lot of you may be going through the things that they're going through because no one's really alone in the things that they go through. So I think that it could be really helpful for me to talk about these things in a general topic. But I want to start this episode by actually talking about something that I've been doing this month. I've been doing a monthly challenge and I'm just going to get really real with you guys. We're just going to start the episode with this and I'm just going to talk to you guys about it in case you go through these things or in case it inspires or motivates you. But recently, I've been not in the best state physically, in the sense of I've been having really bad acne. I've been having really bad migraines. I've been having really bad stomach pains and all these things. And it just has not been good for me and it does not make me feel well or anything. So I feel like I needed to kind of make a change. And I was taking medications for a few of these things that was going on in my body. I was having a few hormonal issues with my acne and with my migraines and with all these things. And I started to take medication for it because you go to a doctor, what do? They prescribe you medication and you take it and you think it's going to help. And I started to kind of think to myself, like, I don't want to depend on medication and I don't want to, like, let's say this medication I'm taking solves everything. It solves my headaches. It solves my bloating. It solves my acne. It solves all these things, right? Then what? Like, how long do I have to be on this medication? Am I going to stop this medication and then everything's going to go back to the way it was? You know what I mean? I don't want to live my life like that and just be so dependent on one thing. If I'm going to be dependent on anything, it's going to be on myself and on my lifestyle. So I started to kind of like have a moment of like, I don't really know how I feel about being dependent on this one thing and whatever. So I decided to like stop with medication. I take my vitamins, of course, but I decided to stop with any antibiotics, medications that I was taking. And I was like, I'm going to do this my way. Like, I'm going to heal myself and I'm going to do it myself and I'm going to do my own research. I'm going to do my own grocery shopping, my own meal prep, and I'm going to heal myself. And so I decided what I was going to do. So I think I talked about this in a few podcasts ago, but I started working out in the beginning of January, 2021. And for the first month of me working out, I did not want to be working out. I only worked out in like high school and that was because I played a lot of sports. So I always loved working out. I loved running. I was so in shape, everything. My first 2 years of college, when I graduated high school, I never did anything physical. I never went to the gym. I never went on runs. I didn't eat healthy. I was in the worst physical, mental health state of mind ever. Like, I had never been that low on my health before, ever. Hopefully, you know, that's the lowest it goes. But in the sense of I was not taking care of myself. I was not taking vitamins. I was not cutting out foods. I was going to school in the city. So I was having pizza every other day. Like, I was not taking good care of myself at all, and it showed. I gained weight. I broke out even more than I like ever had in the past. My hair wasn't growing as fast. Like, I just looked different and felt horrible. I was waking up with headaches. I was always bloated. I was always puffy, all these things. And when January started, I was like, you know what? This whole month, I'm going to challenge myself to work out, because it's not natural for a human being in when they haven't worked out in 2 years to wake up and be like, I'm going to work out every single, you know, it's not natural. So I had to challenge myself. So for a whole month, I challenged myself to work out 4 to 5 times a week. And I did it, even on the days where I didn't want to, even on the days where I got my period and I didn't feel too well, even on the days where it was pouring rain outside and all you want to do is like sit in your bed. I challenged myself on those days. Those were the days it mattered. Whether it's just like stretching and doing an ab workout or something, or like doing a full-on workout, strength training, running, whatever. So I was like, now that it's part of my routine, why don't I try to add different things into my routine and challenge myself for this month? So the day was July 25th. Guys, I swallowed my water the wrong way, and like, I guess I went through the wrong pipe, whatever they say, and I was choking, so I edited it all out, but if my voice sounds a little bit weird, that's why. But I decided, let me challenge myself for this month. Let me make a list of everything that I do or don't want to add to my days and do it for this whole month. So August 25th, I'm free to do whatever I want. But after this, like, I want to be strict this whole month, and I want to make these things into routine. I made an episode called Self-Discipline versus Self-Destruction. I recommend listening to it if you want to do something similar, some type of similar challenge, whether it's a fitness challenge or a wellness challenge, whatever. I kind of consider mine a wellness challenge. I put on my thing to take my vitamins every day. That was number one on the list. Have a green juice or a green smoothie every day. I've actually been starting my days with green juice or green smoothies. Like, before I have coffee, the first thing I'll have is my water. Then I'll have my green juice or my green smoothie. And then I'll have like breakfast and coffee and whatever. And it's been honestly life-changing. It settles my stomach so much. And I think it's really going to help my skin over time. So definitely, definitely recommend starting your day with greens and fruits rather than caffeine and milk and sugar. So that's kind of something that I've incorporated and I've already felt so different about. And I've also been restricting gluten and like cutting out dairy. So for this month, I have not had dairy. I've restricted gluten. I'm not being like super strict on the gluten because I don't want to read into all these labels and stuff. But I mean, it's not that hard to kind of just be like, I'm not going to have like white toast. I'm going to have Ezekiel bread or sourdough. I've been getting like Banza pasta, which is made out of chickpeas. So making little alternatives like that is what I've been doing rather than like being super strict and restrictive on it. So that is something I've been doing recently and it's been helping me a lot. And I think that I've been doing these things because, you know, some people will say like, it's not good to restrict yourself. It's not good to be so controlling. And I agree, but for maybe it's not good to do those things for a long time or for the rest of your life. But I think it's 100% okay to challenge yourself and to challenge your body. You're not going to ever become the dream person you want to be and the person that you envision if you keep the same routines and habits every day. So this is something that I'm doing to kind of break those bad habits, create new good routines, make this healthier wellness lifestyle of mine, like make it my life rather than just making it like a challenge. I want that to be my life. I want to be the girl who wakes up and has a green juice at 7 o'clock in the morning and then goes for a run. Like, I want to be that girl, and I'm not going to be that girl unless I am strict on myself and discipline myself for a month. So that is what I've been doing. I have like a little list written down of those challenges so I can kind of see it every day, remind myself, and I'm going to see how I feel. And I'm not saying on August 25th when this challenge is over, I'm going to have a bunch of pizza and whatever, but I'm going to be less strict on it. And I think honestly already my mindset has changed. And I think after a full month, I will feel a lot different about it and it won't feel like a task. It won't feel like a challenge. It'll just feel like my life. So that's kind of the whole thing. And I've been doing really good and I'm really proud of myself, honestly, which is not something I say often, but I'm very proud of kind of who I've been and how I've been this past like week and a half. So yeah, I just wanted to share that with you guys in case you wanted to do something similar and you needed a little push. I think it's amazing. You guys should totally join me on it. But now we'll get on with the real episode. I just wanted to tell you guys that because I know you guys love hearing about like my productive day or my morning or how to be consistent. So I thought that would be a good thing to kind of add in this episode. So I want to get into the little DMs. Like I said, I will be paraphrasing everything. So if you sent me a DM and you're like, no, she's going to expose my life, I promise it's not going to be like how you think it is. So the first girl I'm going to talk about, I wrote little notes that are in front of me, is she's like a 14, 15 year old girl. She, I think that makes her freshman or sophomore in high school, I believe. So she was saying she's in this friend group, and this friend group makes her feel very unappreciated, very like if she wasn't there, the dynamic wouldn't change, it wouldn't matter. They don't laugh at her jokes, they don't answer her texts, like they don't invite her sometimes and all this stuff. And it's a friend group of three. And we all know friend groups of three can be very dangerous because there could always feel like one person's being left out. And this is the girl that's feeling left out. So she reached out to me through DMs and basically just told me, like, what do I do? Because I don't want to not have any friends in high school, but I also just don't feel good around these people. Like, sometimes I'll go home and cry because of how they made me feel. Like, you don't deserve to live your life like that, you know? So I was like, you know what? I'm going to talk about this in my next episode. So here I am. So to the girl that's going through this, and I'm sure there's many, many more people that have either gone through this or have seen someone go through this, and we're going to talk about it a little bit. It really sucks, especially because of the age you're at. I think 14 or 15 is like kind of when you're trying to figure yourself out. You know, you're changing through puberty and all this stuff, and you're like kind of just figuring out like who you are a little bit and learning more about yourself. And it's like kind of really hard when you have people around you treating you a negative way because you're developing right now, and those negative thoughts are going to get into you and can kind of like set you up in a negative way for the future. So let's talk about how to not let that happen and just screw these people and we'll figure it out. Number one thing I'm going to say, like I said, you're in high school. It's very normal to be dependent on your friends in high school. I feel like if you're in college and you're listening to this, you're like, screw them, drop them, leave them. But in high school, we have to remember it's not that easy, because when you're in high school, you're very dependent on those around you. You're like, I don't want to sit alone at lunch. I don't want to have to, you know, not be friends with them and then see them in the hallway, or my locker's right next to them. I have this class with them and we sit next to each other. I get it. And that's why high school sucks, is because you're literally closed off to like the certain amount of like couple hundred people. I don't know. My high school is pretty small, maybe a couple thousand people. And it's like, these are the people you have to be friends with. These are like, you know what I mean? Nothing is in your control really. So it definitely is not easy in high school to be this independent and brave to walk away from a situation like this. So the first piece of advice I can give you and just kind of ask you is, did you confront them? That is the first thing you should do, because sometimes people are so focused on themselves that they don't realize the way they make other people feel. So the first thing that I would do is just confront them and be like, you know, if you want to confront one person that you're closer with, or confront them together, text, whatever it is you want to do. I feel like maybe phone calls are a little bit easier, but I know it's not the easiest thing to do. Just be like, you know, this is how you guys make me feel, and I don't like being treated that way. I feel like you guys leave me out. I feel like, you know, whatever it is that you want to say on how they make you feel, do it. Like, at the end of the day, we're living on a floating rock. Like, say what you have to say. Like, don't waste any time. Say what you have to say and tell them how they make you feel. Just be like, this is how you guys make me feel. And if you've already done that and they haven't made any changes towards it, then they don't care about you. And I know that's like a really rough way to say it, but it's true. Like, if people know they're making you feel not good about yourself and you tell them that and they just continue to repeat the same patterns and say the same things and treat you the same way, they don't care about you. They don't care about how you feel. They don't care if they make you unhappy. They just care about themselves. So that's my number one advice, is like, confront the situation. If you confront it and they don't change, don't even care. Like, sit at that lunchroom table by yourself if you need to. You need to get away from those people because they do not care for you and they do not have your best interest at heart. So step away from that right now. If you have confronted it and they've not done anything, don't even listen any further. Just don't. Like, that's it. That was a little harsh. It's a hard pill to swallow, but it's like, if someone knows how they make you feel and they are not changing that, like, screw that. Like, literally screw that. You do not need that in your life. Like, seriously. So that's the first piece of advice that I have. Number two is, don't be so like lasered on, these are my friends. Like, you know, don't be like, these are the only friends I can have. Like, even if you go to a small high school, there are there people out there that you could be friends with in your high school, out of your high school, whatever it is? I had more friends out of my high school than in my high school. But, you know, there's always going to be other people to be friends with. So don't stay so like laser focused on the fact that those are your friends and those have to be your friends for the next 4 years of high school. And those have to be the friends you go to prom with and like whatever. Like, you can branch out, be friendly with other people in your classes, like ask people to hang out. I don't think that's a weird thing to do at all. Hey, we should do this or, you know, whatever. And maybe join a club, or if you play sports, join a sport. Sports are the best way to make friends, I'm telling you. And those are, in my opinion, the most loyal girls you will meet is the girls that are your teammates in sports. So I definitely, if you like sports or if you're athletic or whatever, definitely join a sport to just kind of branch out and talk to these people. That is the best friends you will make, honestly. So don't be so laser focused on the fact that those have to be your friends. Even if you've been friends with them for the past 5, 6, 10 years, you don't have to remain friends with them. Everyone is growing at different paces. And in this stage, you're all growing into a different chapter of your life. Like, some of you are moving on to things that some other people aren't ready for. So I think that don't be so laser focused on the fact that these girls have to be there, because they don't at the end of the day. So that's my other advice. And also, and I know you probably hear this, but just distance yourself and focus on yourself. Like, I know focus on yourself and love yourself and spend time with yourself are such cliche things that people say all the time, but it's so true. It's like crazy. Like, honestly, that really is what you have to do, because at the end of the day, all you have is yourself. Even if you're in a great relationship with a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a best friend or a family, you have to remind yourself that, God forbid, these people were to ever walk out of your life, you still have yourself at the end of the day. And that is a hard thing to think about and a hard pill to swallow, that maybe one day all you have is yourself, but that needs to be enough for you. And I think for a while, it wasn't enough for me until I kind of had to like force myself to be a little independent. I'm in a great, healthy relationship. I have a great group of friends. I have a great supportive family, but I still consider myself to be very independent. I still love spending time with myself. And when you work on yourself, the right people will come along. You will attract people who are just like you. So you need to give off the energy of, like, you know, who you want to be around. Who do you want to be around? You don't want to be around negative people who hang out with people who don't make them happy. You want to be around confident people, hardworking people, positive people who are always just like including you and caring and loving. So be that person. Be that person to other people. Be that person to yourself. And once you're that person to yourself, it will treat others. It will show others how they should be treating you. So that's why that advice goes so much deeper than just love yourself. And, you know, because it goes so much deeper than that. Truly, like, you really, really need to have a good relationship with yourself, because the relationship with yourself is the root and is going to affect all the other ones. So that is my number one advice. But like I said, it's not that easy. So just focus on you, confront the situation, but just distance yourself. Do things that make you happy. And I promise, when you start doing things that make you happy and you become this positive person and you're successful and you're happy, those girls that are treating you like garbage are going to be mad. They're going to be jealous. They're going to be like, oh, like, you know, she's this and that. And they probably will hate on you more after that. But you know what? As long as you're bettering yourself and you're doing it for you, that's all that matters. So I think that's my biggest advice when it comes to that. So yeah, that's my little spiel. That was a really long rant, but I think it needed to be said for anyone listening. Okay, so the last piece of advice I'm gonna give, and I got really sad because it's a sad thing. So this person that DM'd me, she's a girl, she's young, I think 16, 17, and she just feels very insecure around her friends. She feels, you know, that she doesn't look as good as them. Like, she feels like her skin's not as nice, or her body's not as nice, or the way she dresses isn't as nice, or guys always, you know, hit up her friends but never her. And I think that this is such a common thing that happens at that age, like 14, 15, 16, whatever, high school, maybe a little bit of college. It's so common to feel like that, you know, like, oh, my friends are prettier and whatever and all those things. So I think that it's really hard because it's so common at that age. And, you know, like I said, my guy friends will always be like, well, why do girls compare themselves? Meanwhile, they don't realize that they have preferences on like who they like. So let's say a group of guys go out and they're all into blondes. They're like, we only like blondes, whatever. And they see two girls at the bar. One's a brunette, one's a blonde. And they all are like going up to the blonde, talking to the blonde, and no one's giving the brunette time of day. The next day, they're like, why do girls compare themselves? Why do girls get insecure? You know, it's like because of the way other people make you feel sometimes. Like, you know what I mean? But anyways, I get what you mean. I've definitely been there. I think everyone has been there where they've been like, well, my friend has a flatter stomach than me. My friend has longer hair than me. My friend has clear, whatever it is. We've been there. Trust me. So for me, it was always about my skin. Like, it was always like, I grew up with acne. I had started having acne when I was 14. And most of my friends that I had, like, had acne at that age too. Like, it's 14 years old. Everyone's going to get a few pimples. But by 16, 17, everyone around me was kind of done with it. Or like after high school, everyone was done with acne. I wasn't. So I would always get super down. And I think sometimes, honestly, I still do. Would always be like, I'm breaking out. And I didn't want my friends to break out, but I was like, why am I still breaking out? Like, everyone around me has clear skin. I know people think of me and are like, why is she still breaking out? Why does her skin look like that? Like, she's 21 years old. Why does she still have acne? Like, I know, I would always be like, I know people are saying that about me. I know people are thinking that about me. Like, you know what I mean? So that was always like really hard for me because I knew, or I thought I knew, what people were thinking. And honestly, I still think some people think that, but that has nothing to do with me. That's no reflection of you. Like, if you think that other people think that, you're probably wrong, to be honest, because anyone, like, and the people that are thinking like, the people that are like, why does that girl have pimples? There's something wrong with them. Like, that has nothing to do with you. Like, I hope you know that. It has nothing to do with you and who you are. If another girl came up next to you and had pimples, they'd say the same exact thing. So it has nothing to do with you. It has more to do with them. And I know that's something that's also said a lot, but it's true. It has a lot more to do with them than it has to do with you. Because no one who's happy in life and who's happy and secure with themselves is going to care to make comments about other people. They're not. Like, I've been in situations where I was really low with myself and I would think these things about people, and now I'm at such a better place with myself and I don't think these things or say these things about people. So trust me, like, it has to do with them. So yeah, I think that it's hard. It's not an easy thing to honestly even talk about because it is something that I went through so much in my life. But that doesn't mean I'm not, and that doesn't mean you're not. You know, just because you see your friends and you're like, oh, they're this and that, that doesn't mean you're not any of those things, and that doesn't mean that they don't think those things about you. I think it's a different story if they make you feel that way, if they make you feel like you're kind of left out in the sense that, like, you can't get as many guys or whatever. But at the end of the day, people will treat you how you treat yourself. So if you walk around and you're like, I look so bad in this and I'm doing this, people will see that more. People will notice that more. People will point it out more because they'll see you doing it to yourself, and subconsciously they're going to be like, oh, well, at least they accept it. I can bring it up. Or you know what I mean? And that's not cool to you. So I think that, you know, work on it maybe. Like, don't just complain about something if you're not going to change it. And this is kind of like my tough love answer. It's like my skin, for example. I've tried so many different things. It hasn't helped, but I know what it is. I know why it's happening, and I'm trying to change it. I'm trying to change it with the way I eat, the way I do my skincare, you know, whatever it is. So I'm aware of what I'm insecure about, and I try to change it every single day, and I change it in healthy ways. Same thing with my body. I know how I feel about it. I know it could be better. I know it could reach its highest potential if I just allow it to. Like, if you don't like your body, for example, or you're insecure about your body, don't keep complaining about it and then keep eating horribly and not working out and all these things, because it's like you're going to just stay in the same cycle if you just complain about something but don't do anything to change it. And then things that you can't change, like, let's say you don't like your toes or something, or like your birthmark or your stretch marks, these things that you can't change, learn to love them and learn to accept them, because everyone has something about themselves that they can't change, that they just have to accept and learn to love. Like, even with my skin, like, I've been trying to change it for 5-6 years, and nothing's been helping, and I'm kind of just learning to accept it. Like, a few months ago, even if someone called out my acne, I'd probably cry, and I'd be like, go in my room, and I'd cry about it, and I'd be like, oh my God, it's so bad, everyone notices it, blah, blah, blah. Now, my skin is still not great. When someone talks about it or calls it out, doesn't affect me the same way it did before. Like now I'm just like, yeah, like I know I have acne, you know, like it's different if people, when people say it in like a big group of people, it's like, eh, you know, it's like, all right, you didn't have to go like that. But I'm at the point where I've accepted that I have it. I'm doing everything that I can to change it in an organic, healthy way for myself. And one day it will be changed. That's something that's not going to be there forever. And I just have to accept it until it slowly goes away. Good things take time and I just have to be patient with it. So I think it has nothing, this question and this direct message has nothing to do with the people around you. It has nothing to do with how you feel compared to other people. Like, forget about other people. Take everyone else out of the equation. How do you want to look and how do you want to feel? If everyone around you were to drop dead tomorrow and you were the only person on planet Earth, would you look in the mirror and would you be happy with what you saw? If the answer is no, start making changes right now. Because that has nothing to do with people around you. That's with you. If you're like, yeah, I'm happy with how I look, that's amazing. Keep doing what you're doing then you won't, you know, but you, if you're happy with how you look, you wouldn't have sent this direct message. So my advice to you is just, you know, don't look in the mirror and point every single thing out you don't like about yourself and say, I need to change this and that. And like, no, like you don't need to change that much about yourself. My point is like, just if there's something that you're capable of changing that you're insecure about, why are you not taking the steps to change it? Is it because you're lazy? Is it because you don't know how? Is it because you don't want to? Like, what are the reasons? Because if you really, really care, you're going to do it anyways. So I feel like that's my advice when it comes to that. I've definitely been there and I still have days where I'm there, but then I have days where I'm not there and days where I'm feeling better about myself. So we've all been there. We've all done that. Trust me. Something that really sucks if you feel that way. But I promise that a lot of people are too focused on themselves to even think about you. So a lot of people are not even thinking what you think they're thinking. But even if people are thinking that, like, who cares? They have their own trauma that they're probably dealing with. So that's my little advice on that. I'm going to end this episode. I've been recording for so long. I'm definitely going to edit a few things out, but I want to thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. I honestly really did like recording it. I just love sitting here and talking to you guys. I love obviously having guests on and talking to them and learning about them and learning from them. But I also just love sitting here and ranting to you guys. A lot of you will DM me after episodes and be like, this episode helped me so much. This is like my therapy. But honestly, it's like my therapy too. Like, truthfully, it's like I get so, so happy when you guys say that, because it's like, like talking to you guys is my therapy, because sometimes I'm going through things that I don't even really know I'm going through. And then I talk about it and it's so helpful. So I want to thank you guys for being so supportive, for listening. I see my platform kind of growing more and more every single day. And it really does make me happy that people enjoy my content and appreciate it. So thank you so much, everyone who listens to this episode. I'm so grateful for every single one of you, truthfully. So thank you so much for listening. I hope this advice helped you out. My direct messages are always open. If you want to be a part of the next advice session, or you want your advice to be told, or whatever it is, my Instagram that you can DM me at is For You From Eve. I have a personal Instagram as well. They're always linked in the description, but my personal Instagram, it's Olivia E. Shabo. I don't really go through like the requested DMs that much. I really only go through the requests on For You From Eve. So I recommend DMing me there. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. Hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week. If you want to have a challenge, join a challenge with me, direct message me. But I hope you have the greatest week. Let's make this a productive week, a positive week, and start the week off on a good note. So thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode, and I will talk to you next Monday. Bye.